Well, it's another scorcher, Eastern Sierra. Welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now, your go-to for news, events, and everything in between. Today, we got a full lineup from fairs and festivals to sports kicking back into action, plus a look ahead at your weekend weather. And don't worry, I'll make it all easier to digest than your cousin's mystery casserole. Yeah. Today's show is proudly sponsored by Bishop Veterinary Hospital, because whether your four-legged family member is fetching, napping, or trying to sneak snacks off the counter, they deserve the very best care. And since it's Never Been Better Day, the holiday dedicated to celebrating our canine companions. Let's just admit it now, dogs really are the best co-workers, friends, and occasional vacuum cleaners. So let's jump right in. The Eastern Sierra Avalanche Center is calling for volunteers at the upcoming Mammoth Tough event. The winter season is underway, and plans are being made for events, including the Mammoth Tough Race. ESAC seeks volunteers to help staff the Tough Bar at both the registration and finish line areas, which welcomes racers and the public alike. Live music performances are also planned during the event. Open shifts are available on Friday and Saturday. Volunteers must be 21 years old or older. Additionally, proceeds from the beverages will go towards ESAC and its operations. Those interested can sign up via email and are encouraged to bring friends or family along. If you'd like to help or just want to show your support, reach out to ESAC or stop by the event. They'd appreciate it. Caltrans is launching the $2 million Rush Creek Chip Seal Project on Monday, August 25th, near Levining, about 20 miles of U.S. 395 from 0.3 miles south of Old West Portal Road to 0.2 miles south of Utility Road. We'll undergo fog chip sealing, a multi-step process that applies thin layers of liquid asphalt and crushed rock to protect and preserve the pavement. The contractor, American Pavement Systems, will operate Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. over an estimated 25 working days. Traffic impacts include one-lane operation in both directions during working hours with a reduced speed limit of 55 miles per hour and potential brief delays. Drivers are advised to slow down and watch for workers and equipment. For real-time road conditions, visit the Caltrans Quick Map, plan accordingly, and as always, stay alert in work zones. Has your pet eaten something they shouldn't have? Are they due for their next wellness check? Welcome to Bishop Veterinary Hospital, proudly serving the Owens Valley with exceptional care for pets. Their mission is simple: to offer the highest standards of medical, surgical, and diagnostic services to all animals. From digital x-rays and ultrasound to endoscopy and full in-house hematology lab, they're equipped to handle everything from routine checkups to advanced diagnostics. New clients are always welcome, and you'll be met with caring veterinarians, a courteous team, and a warm, welcoming environment. And because emergencies don't wait, neither do they. They offer 24-hour emergency care with an on-call doctor available nights, Sundays, and holidays. For compassionate, top-tier veterinary care anytime you need, choose Bishop Veterinary Hospital, proudly serving Mammoth, Bishop, and beyond. Call today to become a part of our family. The countdown is on for one of the Eastern Sierra's biggest Labor Day traditions, the Tri-County Fair in Bishop. Pre-purchase deals for this year's fair are available now through August 27th. Discounts include unlimited carnival ride wristbands and general admission and VIP tickets for your featured concerts. The fair itself runs August 28th through 31st. This year's theme is Carnival Lights and Mountain Nights, and the entertainment lineup covers 4 days. Thursday, La Oro Yadora with Relivo. Friday, Josh Turner with the Cruise Brothers. Saturday, Rodeo, and Sunday, Demolition Derby. Tickets are available online, with details posted on the Tri-County Fair's official site. Again, the deadline for pre-sale savings is August 27th. After that, it's full price at the gate. You're looking for a career that combines purpose, leadership, and the chance to help protect the Eastern Sierra's clean air and natural beauty? The Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District is now hiring an administrative services officer, and they want someone like you. This is a full-time position based in beautiful Bishop, California. As the administrative services officer, you'll be the backbone of district operations, managing key areas like fiscal planning, human resources, payroll budgeting, and administrative oversight. And the perks? Oh, they're solid. Competitive salary, CalPERS retirement plan, excellent health, dental, and vision coverage, generous vacation and sick leave, and a supportive professional work environment surrounded by Eastern Sierra mountains, lakes, and endless outdoor opportunities. To qualify, you'll need experience in administrative or financial management, ideally in a public agency. Strong leadership, organizational, and communication skills are essential. And if you know your way around government budgeting and HR systems, even better. Make sure you say that. Ready to make a real impact and work where others vacation? Apply now for the Administrative Services Officer position at gbuapcd.org. This message is brought to you by the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District, protecting air quality across the Eastern Sierra and supporting the professionals who make it all happen. The weekend is almost here, which means it's time to make your plans. But don't worry, we've got all you need to know about what's happening in the Eastern Sierra this weekend. Up first is the return of Mammoth Rocks, 2 days of classic rock starting this evening at 4 p.m. and ending tomorrow at 9:45 p.m. The event is free and sure to rock. Bar Sierra will also be featuring live music this evening starting at 7 p.m. And tomorrow morning, the Wild Together Market will take place in the Bar Sierra parking lot starting at 9 a.m. Over at Outbound Mammoth, stop by for Pool House, the perfect summer pool party starting at 2 p.m. tomorrow. Also, tomorrow, enjoy a West African dance and drum workshop at the Bishop City Park Pavilion. The drum class will begin at 8:30 a.m. and the dance class will start at 10 a.m. On Sunday, return to Outbound Mammoth to take part in some Rise and Shine yoga on the cabin lawn starting at 8:30 a.m. And Sunday night, enjoy live music from Driftwood Creek at Distant Brewing starting at 6 p.m. Lastly, this is the last weekend of the Mammoth Shakespeare Festival, Midsummer Night's Dream. We'll be performing through the weekend, tonight through Sunday, with performances starting at 7 p.m. and a pre-show introduction at 6 p.m. Be sure to check it out if you have the time. It is awesome and hilarious. As always, be sure to check out easternsierranow.com/events for all the latest on local happenings, or just download the mobile app. Mammoth Mountains Bike Park is rolling. The trails are open, and yes, nearly everything's ready for action this weekend. Mammoth Mountain Bike Park is now open daily from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., including this coming weekend, featuring everything from beginner-level terrain to advanced downhill lines, and complete with berms, jumps, drops, and paved turns. There is something for every rider. For those just getting started, the Discovery Zone offers beginner-friendly trails and easy access, ideal for warming up before tackling more challenging terrain. The other end of the spectrum, pro-level riders can test their skills on steep technical trails designed to push limits. Whether you're aiming for the mellow flow of beginner runs or the adrenaline of expert lines, Mammoth has something for every level. And you can enjoy it all this weekend. So grab your helmet, maybe bring a friend, and head to Mammoth Mountain for a weekend that's sure to be equal parts scenic and rowdy. Safe riding.
Indio County has a huge retired population of patients with a lot of cardiac problems. It's a 4-hour drive to Reno. They need somebody down here who's gonna be in person taking care of them. My specialty is general cardiology with an emphasis in heart failure. I really wanted to be the kind of doctor that makes sure patients understand their care. Bishop is a great place to live. As a result, it attracts really good practitioners trained at top programs in the nation. That energy, it's always pushing you to be at the top of your game. We're going to turn our cardiology program into a top-notch program, and it's only going to continue to grow. 20 years ago, the survival expectation of somebody with severe heart failure may be 3 to 5 years. Today is 20 to 25 years. For somebody who's 60 to 70 years old, that means now living a normal lifespan.
All right, we are back to sports. This is the first sports report of the season brought to you by the Back Alley Bull and Grill, where the wings are as fierce as the competition. And speaking of fierce, our Bishop Broncos girls tennis team hit the courts for their season opener against Burroughs. BUHS hosted Burroughs on Thursday and fell 5-13. But don't let the final score fool you. This Broncos squad showed grit, pairing solid doubles play with standout performances. Doubles brought home 4 of the 5 Bronco points. Standout players in the doubles match include Sophie Ablanito and Zochita Lopez. I'm so sorry, girls, if I got that wrong, who squared off against Burroughs' top and third double teams and won both matches. And Kinley Romero and Avery McGraw, who also delivered with a pair of victories over the second. Other pairs, Sienna Pope and Amelia Winter, plus Leah Morrison and Tatum Swanson, fought hard but couldn't break through. Additionally, Zitali Solorio snagged the remaining point for the Broncos in her singles match, winning 6-4. Other singles efforts from Aubrey Frechette, Lola Mueller, and Azul Aaron Zubia showed resilience despite losses. Coach Cummings lauded the team's demeanor, saying, "This is a great team so far. They were complimented on their great sportsmanship. Everyone from both teams had a great match." Next up, the Broncos host Golden Valley on Friday, August 29th at 3:30 p.m. Mark your calendars and warm up your appetite at the Back Alley Bull and Grill, where your team's winning or just serving strong sportsmanship. Their wings are your victory lap. All right, Eastern Sierra, let's take a look at your weekend forecast, because whether you're in Bishop or Mammoth, the weather has its own personality. In Bishop, sunny skies, highs in the low 100s today. Trust me, it's hot. Outdoor plans are still an option. Just remember, shade is a necessity. Tomorrow will be warm again, low 90s. A good day to test your air conditioning or your neighbor's pool. And Sunday, cooling just slightly into the upper 80s. Afternoon thunderstorms are possible, but it's still sunny. Still dry, still very bishop. Up in Mammoth today, expect lows 80s and breezy conditions. Translation, comfortable for hiking, but your hat might want to file for workers' comp. Tomorrow is in the mid-70s, meaning that sunshine is sticking around. Ideal for mountain biking, unless you consider gravity your sworn enemy. And highs in the mid-70s, with a light afternoon breeze on Sunday. A perfect day to brag about how cool it is up there compared to the valley. Scattered thunderstorms are possible throughout the weekend. So be sure to bring an extra jacket just in case. So in summary, Bishop serving up the sunshine and warmth. Mammoth's keeping it cooler with a side of breezes. And your weekend plans, they're looking wide open. Just remember the sunscreen and maybe an extra layer if you're headed up the hill. And that's a wrap on today's news for the Eastern Sierra. From big events on the horizon to sports heating back up, and of course that weekend weather outlook, will keep you covered from Bishop to Mammoth and everywhere in between. Huge thanks again to our sponsor, Bishop Veterinary Hospital, keeping our pups, cats, and everything in between healthier than ever. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button on YouTube. Follow us on social media for the latest updates and keep spreading the word about Eastern Sierra Now. And hey, on Never Been Better Day, give your dog an extra belly rub. Toss them an extra treat. And remember, in their eyes, you're already the best in show. See you next time.